right by that.
Caddy will try to put him in the truck.
Can that, I'm going to go back and get that dog.
Can that truck move him?
Well, it'll pull the whole lot, it's loaded.
Oh.
That old big truck, the one Mama's on it.
Oh.
Of course, that boat's down there. If they come forward, anybody can get right to the truck.
They won't have no traction.
I'll put the guard down here.
Well, sir.
Might as well you get that dog.
Ain't he a buster?
Where'd you get him? It's not grown yet.
Oh, he's just a baby.
Mm-hmm. Wonder where, how could I go about getting one? Is it a male or female you got?
It's male.
I'd love to have one. That's the only kind of dog I like. I love those little devils, you know.
Yeah. This is smart.
It's a fox terrier.
Yeah. Fox terrier, rat terrier, whatever you call
them. And they're good to children.
Yes. Yeah. And they're no trouble.
Oh, if she has a female, could you get another one? You know, you can handle those kind of dogs. You can raise those kind of dogs. If I could get a female, I wouldn't mind raising some. People too lazy to raise them, I reckon.
Well, I think he got tired of it. Oh, I didn't tell him.
Do you know him? I don't know him.
Well, you don't have to.
You see him, or would you think to call him asking if he had a female puppy he'd give me?
He don't have any now.
He doesn't?
No, this is the last one to litter.
I wouldn't give you 15 cents to know what kind of dog. And I love a bird dog. Well, at that moment, I'd take it as long as it's a good strain of dog.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't want one. I don't want to be part chihuahua and part something else.
Yeah.
I saw your wife sitting over there, and I didn't have time to get up and go see the dog, but I took the dog away from him if I had. But this man that was visiting here, he's a friend of mine, and he used to be one of my old boarders.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. He used to pull through here on the train. Railroad engineerman.
Oh.
From High Springs. And he lost his wife about 2 years ago. And he sat in his support when his wife was living. And, he said he'd been wanting to stop in to see me. And every time he'd come back, it was a suitable time. And so last week he stopped in to visit for a while. Come to find out he railroaded with Bill Wynn's father.
Oh.
So he had a long talk with Bill. And so he was going down to Orlando. He was going to take real estate exam. I said, Miss Addison, you leave that damn real estate alone. And so he wanted to visit and talk a while, so he come back by to see me. He's an awful nice old fella. I never had no trouble with him, except he did love to play poker.
Oh. Just had it in blood.
Yeah. And his wife lived, I used to put just a bunch of men over in the house that I'm living in at the annex of the hotel, and I used to put men over there. And I had an apartment rented too over there. And he couldn't keep from it. He'd have several friends around come in the evening, they have poker games.
Yeah.
Well, I.
And that'd keep it going.
And that, I didn't approve of it. And several, one or two of the women, I had heard the remark made outside that Annie Mae was letting them. And I went to the lady and I said, no, Annie Mae's not letting them. I said, Annie Mae's told him not to play.
Annie Mae is a big truck or a little truck?
It's a big truck, I guess, and a load of watermelons.
What do you say?
Bill's been here and gone.
Since Henry left?
Yeah. And
did you say a big truck was there when you come by?
It's stuck, yeah. Yeah.
Big semi?
Yes.
Well, it ain't much there, an old ditch say. Ain't much of a ditch say.
And not much, Henry, except it's soft. Fairly soft on the
and
outside.
And he's kind of downhill, too. He's kind of heading down that way.
Yes, he's heading in the right way.
Yeah.
But he had to be full now. He better not pull himself.
So now I just finally went to Miss Addison to him. I said, you just got to quit this poker playing now, Miss Addison. I said, if you want to play, go someplace else. Don't play under my roof. Because I said, I never have carried a bad name in my life in this town. I said, I don't intend to create one now. And I've been living here since I was 3 years old, and I'm clean white and 21.
Yeah.
57.
Let me ask you something personal, but now you don't have to answer it personal. You take people like Ms. Hayden and Ms. Rutland. I just happen to know them.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they isn't it a nice thing to have people like that in the community?
Oh, my children just love, you know, Miss Aiden lives in my house.
Yeah.
My sons say, Mama, it's really it should be really an honor to have her live in your house.
Yes.
I said, well, I feel that way too.
Yeah.
Yes, I love Miss Annette. But you know, Mr. Miles, now I'm going to tell you, this is not gossiping, but I'm going to tell you that woman can find out more damn gossip than many more. How do they do it?
Well,
they hear things that I don't ever hear.
And you're right here in
I'm right here
public
and
life.
And I call myself a roughy toughy.
Yeah.
But, because if a little bit of slang words needs to be used, I know right where to go get them and use them right quick. But that's the truth. Miss Annette hears things so darn quick. What do they hear? I often wonder what they do at those prayer meetings.
Well, you see,
I'm always kidding Annette about that.
Yeah.
I say, what do y'all talk about these prayer meetings, you know?
Yeah.
And then she'll tell me something. I maybe say, anyway, she's concerned about it.
Yeah.
She's not gossiping.
Yeah.
Did you know so-and-so, you know? And I said, no, I sure didn't. I said, where'd you hear it? Well, she says, one of the ladies said, I said, what are y'all, I said, what y'all talking about at prayer meetings? Kid her about it.
Can you get her?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's good for it.
Yeah, she's good for it.
Yeah.
Well, all I know about it, you know, is I've been to the Sunday school
mm-hmm.
a number of times up there. And I just love to hear her, hear the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
she's good.
You know,
keep you tied to them long enough for you to sit there and listen to it. That's true.
I don't know.
I haven't gotten any education, Miles.
I don't
but
know.
But I'm
going
to tell you one thing. I worked like the devil to educate my two children. I realized I needed it.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to be and what I wanted to do is I wanted to be a nurse.
Oh, really?
The worst kind. And my brothers all said, they wouldn't let me be. And I have been more nursing and delivering babies than their families.
Oh, really?
Yes,
yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
I delivered one, gosh, me. It was on Thursday afternoon, and he said, now, Anna Mae, he said, I know that you know. And he said, don't you call me until time for that baby to be delivered. And I said, all right. Now, I said, I'm going to listen to you. But I said, when I tell you to come, don't you say, well, I'll be there in 10 minutes or 15 minutes. I said, when I tell you to come, you come. So he did. And you know how long he was in the house? He was in the house 15 minutes, and that baby was there.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But he promised me that he'd come the minute I called. If I didn't call him, and he went home and went to sleep. But that's really my line of business. I love the public, and I love, I work real good in the funeral home. I love that.
Oh, really?
Miss Birdie, you have a handsaw ready?
A handsaw? Not just hanging on that post over there, honey.
Somebody borrowed it. Easy to borrow it, easy to get it back, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't know where it is then. I could work in a funeral parlor, and I could undertake an establishment, I should say. I could work as a nurse, but I had this darn church business crammed down my throat. That's public life.
That's kind of
nursing, because I took care of all my sick people. If anybody got sick, I nursed them through and took care of them. Gave shots and anything the doctor said do, I did it.
Was you over there good while?
20 years.
Now you see.
I thought you were here.
Well, it'd be about 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh no, that was when people were there.
Oh.
I didn't never close that thing up. I run that thing better than 19 years, nearly 20 years, and I never missed the first meal 3 times a day.
Oh, you were in here when I came down here.
Oh, that's right.
You were already
well,
in here.
Well, I had sold it
you
to them.
Yes.
I had sold it to them.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Who took it over from you?
Hopwood.
Huh?
Mrs. Hopwood.
No, I don't
know. Mrs. Mercer.
I thought
Mrs. Inman. Mrs. McCoon.
Yes.
She wasn't a McCoon when she got it. She was a Hopwood.
Oh.
And then she married another man, and they were a tramp. He was a tramp because the year before she bought it, he slept in that bin over there at the packing house, and he came over to my house and wanted a place to stay, and I said, I don't keep people looking like you. Speak thinking person. I'm that frank person, I'll tell you. And I told him, I said, I'll give you a room if you go to the store and buy you some clean clothes, come over here and take a bath. And I gave him a room. And then the next year, I had sold it out to these people. He'd come back, and I'd be down with that woman and fall in love with him or something and marry him, like to kill me.
Yeah. Now, which McCoon was
knowing
that?
Knowing he was a tramp.
Which McCoon was that?
That was Azar.
Was that Azar?
Azar's wife, uh-huh. She married, then she married Azar McCoon after that.
I see. And Azar died just recently, didn't
uh-huh.
he? No. I didn't know him.
I think the reason they didn't make a door that close. Let me tell you the reason. Because when they started waiting the tables and serving people, they were serving them in shorts and halters.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't go.
Yeah.
God, is that
a
big truck?
Oh, hell, is that a big truck?
Oh, no. Not the one that loaded.
Yeah. He's the one that can't get out.
Big up.
Don't get out.
I
can get out. You're going to have to maybe get a big job.
Yeah.
Your heavy duty jack, you know, put something under it.
You see, it's leaning just enough. It's already leaning a little bit.
Yeah.
That's 6 cents.
They better jack it up now. They better put some props under it or something.
I don't think it's that tall. But now I'm no judge of that, Adam.
Okay, you going to put the camera money in here?
Give credit back there.
Have you...
I'll stay out of it this year,
Mr. Miles. They've been getting, for old Best tonight, that 20 cents.
20 cents a piece for the melon?
Yeah, that kind of, the big one, too.
For the big one?
Yeah.
Is that some of the man left? Or are they just writing cents?
Oh, no, they picked those this morning, these this morning.
Yeah, that's just, they writing cents.
Oh, yeah, they didn't have pickles. That's it.
Oh. Just run through them.
In fact, they didn't get over picking that this morning.
Well, they just can't get everything, get to everything. Oh, man, I'll go out there and get a few, and then I'll pay you. Y'all just gonna spend the evening here?
Yes, sir. It's a little wet out here right now.
Oh, hell.
Ain't you got a leaking gas line?
Yeah.
That's what I figured. Watch on that water there.
No!
Well, I tried to get in, and I figured that car's going to get out, and then I went in behind the other one, and he is sitting in there.
Can't ever tell.
But nobody in this.
See, my battery's pulling here to start with it.
Yeah. Let me tell you the latest.
What's that?
My battery went out.
It did?
I had a hunch. You know, as to old, and I gone ahead and done that.
Or went ahead and swapped it.
Yeah.
Well, he said it wasn't heavy enough to pull it, didn't he?
That's what somebody said.
But Aaron never said.
Yeah. But you said he'd turn it.
Well, Aaron pulled it more than batteries than I do. He ought to know.
Was it Aaron said that? I forgot.
Yeah.
Did I tell you Aaron said that? Yeah. I figured you was out selling cars or something. I hadn't seen you here. I went over there,
went
in there, talked to Mr. Weaver two or three times.
I went out buying someone there, bought a bunch of them.
Have you bought some?
More junkies.
For junk? For parts?
Yes, for parts, yeah. Yeah, I bought some for parts.
These boys around here, you can't sell many cars around here, can you? Now, take this boy, he's over my house the other day, wanted to buy that old Chevy, but he wouldn't have enough money to buy that, did he? This boy, Francis Presley's grandson down there.
Oh, C.S.?
C.S.
I wouldn't sell him a leaf off of that tree there. He's the starest pay in the world.
Is he?
He ain't no good. Don't sell that down nothing. He ain't pay you. He owes me right now. And everybody else in town.
And?
If he ever gets it, that's it. He'll buy anything you sell him on credit. You buy anything you sell him. I don't care what it is, even if it ain't no good to you.
He said he had a job down the mill, but he got fired or lost the job.
He don't hold a job nowhere very long.
He just quit?
No, he's so rotten sorry, he's run him off.
Well, he's a nice talking boy.
Well, everybody talks nice, ain't nice.
Big fella, strong, healthy looking.
Yeah, all that glitters is not gold. You know?
But that old...
Why, he don't eat or talking to people. That's the kind you want to watch.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
He goes in.
I tell you though, but that old Chrysler,
yeah.
That old Chrysler rides so much easier than that old Rambler. You know that Rambler was the hardest riding, hardest steering, driving car I ever had. There was no, never give to you, you know, you just had to work at it.
Hey, it ain't a better car in the world built than Chrysler.
Yeah.
You know it?
Every time I get in this car, you know, I'm fond of this car.
Well, this car
here
drives good, too.
I think
yeah,
it's got four flat tires. That's all
right.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. But these old Plymouths drive
good.
Drive
good.
And ride good, too, to be an old car.
Yes, that's the truth.
They sure do.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it bumps along now, but it still swings along.
These old Plymouths are good. They sure are. They ain't bad.
Yes, sir, that old battery just quit.
They
had it.
Well, it didn't look bad, did it?
No, it looked bad. The pole.
Was loose?
Loose. Looks like a man would have noticed that, doesn't it?
It sure did.
I imagine they loosened it a little, taking it out.
Good.
Well, don't stop your work. I just go on fast time day with it.
Well. Oh! Ha ha! Do you know it? It's a brand new one. Young fella. 27 years old, what do you say?
Yeah. Fresh out of school?
Out of seminary, I guess. I don't know.
Yep.
Not that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him yet.
Yeah, about the last time I was over here, you know, stay a minute. I was sitting here resting, and the other preacher come up there, using on the car, and couldn't get out.
Well, boy, I told him something before we left him. I believe you were sitting by pretty close.
I couldn't hear. I could hear just y'all mumbling.
Yeah, he come out there and said it. The church is in bad financial status, you know. And I said, don't look at me. I said, so am I. I saw all the kids crying for new clothes, and I said, they ain't got no shoes. I said, they tried stepping on these rocks around there when they got holes in the bottom of the shoes. And I said, well, I didn't. They didn't have no money that day. So he began to talk. He said, well, he said, you know, people have to pay for that car seat. He said, of course, I don't know how much you give. I said, I can tell you exactly how much I give. I didn't give them nothing. He said, you didn't? I said, I sure didn't. Didn't give a dime. He said, you didn't? I said, I sure didn't. Didn't give a dime. I said, I offered him $50, but he refused it. And I did. You know, I told you about it.
I remember that.
I offered him $50, and they said, well, we need $100. I said, if a hobo come by him want a dime for a cup of coffee. And I said, then I offered him, give him a dime, and he turned around and told me he wanted 20 cents. I said, I'd take the dime back in my pocket, wouldn't you? He said, I believe it would. So quick he even said that.
All right.
Marsh.
All right.
So, yeah, he said, I'd be able to would. And I said, that's what happened to me. I said, I offered him $50. I told him me and my wife had $50 saved up we didn't need. Of course, we needed it, too. But I didn't mind sacrificing the $50 to give it to him on the property. If everybody they met to give him $50, I said, that means a whole lot. It would do, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
I said, anybody give me that $50, I had to work for it. So I said, I'll give it to the church. But then they started talking to me. Now, we sell units. I said, the unit is $100. I said, we'll cut a unit in two. I'll take half of it itself and somebody else the other half. Well, we'd rather not do that. I said, forget about it. I said, I'm walking on up. There it is.
Buster? You didn't get too much business from there.
I know it. That's what I told him. I said, well, I said, if you expect, if the Methodist Church expects any money out of me, I'm going to have to work to get them. Yep. I said, everybody in Methodist Church got a car. But I said, they don't bring no goodies to me to catch elsewhere. And I said, that's good and well with me. I don't care. I don't worry about it in a minute. Because I know they're good old Christian people. I said, I look at them and tell that. I said, we're sitting up there in church. But I said, how does the Methodist Church expect me to pay them when I'm not, they're not giving me any of their work? And how do they expect me to pay them? The same people coming up here asking me for money I ain't never got a dime out of. I said, I'm expecting money from the poor folks around here, and people from Everson, this car right there from Shiloh out here, and I get a lot of work out of Gainesville. I said, I don't worry about people making this money. See that?
You know, I remember the best.
And the wheel run off before he got the game with it. You know it?
No.
Yeah. He started coming in one day and said, what do you know about it? He said, I kept the car, up the game, let the round plate, the wheel run off before I got there. I gave one way out and figure that. I said, well, now you leading the horse to the water trough and he don't want to drink, I said, he's going to start balking. He said, is that right? I said, that's right. I said, I didn't want to go there. I said, I think they didn't want to go around the place.
Right.
Hey.
Quine?
Yes, sir. Carmack.
Yeah.
Carmack. Mac.
Carmack.
He's up here not very long ago, he was there.
What's that?
And hi, dog. Yes, sir. He said, I got a little bit of wheel trouble. So I turned the old wheel over and I said, that thing's, he's a bearing in it. You got a bearing? I said, no, I can go get one. I can take it off as soon as you need and go get one. He said, well, you think he'll make it up to game one? I said, yeah. Probably will. It might not, I don't know. I said, I'm not a foreteller. I can't tell a thing about that. I said, I imagine it will. So he went to game one, and instead of them putting a bearing in that thing, they put a full bearing on it, cost $30. He come back and he said, oh,
ah.
I said, yeah. You know what that thing cost me? I said, yeah. I said, it cost you about $13 to $14, what's that? He said, it cost me $30. He said, you know, they said the race wouldn't stay in that hub. And a lot of times they won't, you know. But I don't have no idea that happened on his, because he didn't have that many miles on it, you know. But anyway, they got $30 out of it. But here the other day, about 2 weeks ago, he got to go down there and push him off. I went down there and pushed his car off, and he brought it up in. He said, what's wrong with that car? I said, something wrong with that generator. I said, I can't tell by standing out here looking at it, what's wrong with it on the inside. I have to take it apart. But I said, might need brushes, might need an armature. He said, in other words, you're not sure then, are you? I said, I'm not even sure I'm standing there. I might be somewhere else. I don't know. And I ain't sure of nothing. He said, we're going to die and pay taxes out there. I don't know things I'm sure of. But I said, thank you. He said, it might be the brushes, it could be the armature. I said, you don't know, he went in and looked. He said, well, he said, I think I'll go by White Electric. He said, you know, they're pretty good at spotting things. He said, they got machines they can put on it. So they up there and put a machine on it, and they found out it was a generator. They took the generator off, and what them brushes, they charged him $9 to put a set of brushes on that generator. He come back and he said, you know, he said, it isn't the brushes. He said, what do you charge for putting in brushes? I said, $4. He said, you know what they charge me? I sure don't. Wasn't there, were you? How much they charge you? He said, $9. He said, well, they charge you $5 for driving that thing all the way to Gainesville. He said, that's what make a joke out of it. I said, that's what it is. Well, you ain't got a lot of people. I'm going to charge you $7 putting in brushes for the generator. I'm sure do it. Okay. And boy, he done made a fiction out of a bunch of them around here, too. I don't know. You see all kind of cars hanging around, and now you don't see none, do you?
Buster, you know this.
Well, most of the conversation that he gave me was he had the impression that I didn't have a darn bit of sense, and he knew it all.
Yeah.
And he was telling me, he didn't hear nothing, like I said, he didn't hear nothing I said. He wasn't listening to my viewpoint until the other day he started listening to them. He said, you know, he said, I hate to admit it, but say, you about half and half right about those people in that church down there. I said, well, me and my wife go down there, and I said, she's just as nice a person as ever was. And I says, she went to church down there a few times. Not that bunch of just walked right out there and walked right on over her and wouldn't speak to her, said good morning, kissed my foot, nothing else. And I said, they do each other that way. He said, well, he said, yes. He said, you know, I've kind of noticed that about them people down there. I said, well, that's the way they are. I said, they got that little crew down there running that thing. And I said, they don't want no outsiders. I said, didn't old Brother Cook, whenever he was here a long time ago, because you don't remember him.
I do, too.
You remember Brother Cook?
Yeah.
Well, he invited an old boy to live right down in Sally. He's tied to himself.
No, I remember Miss Cook.
You remember Miss Cook?
Yeah.
Well, her husband was living that time, and her and old man Peace invited this fella down here, and he's kind to him. Sometimes. But he's a good fella. And they asked him to come to church. He said, well, he said, I ain't got the best clothes in the world. And says, that's the only reason I don't come. Old man Cook wasn't preaching that time, so he done took the anyways, you know, quit. So he gave the old man an old suit he had. It wasn't worth a hoot. And yeah, man, how about giving me that dog? Well, so he gave the old guy some clothes, and the old guy still looked kind of shabby. But he went down there. And do you think people down there had anything to do with him? We used to call him Coca-Cola, because he's bad about going out drinking Coca-Cola. And while they went up, old man Peace was the only man down there. Went up and shook hands with him. You know old man Peace.
Oh, yeah.
Old man Peace is all right.
Yeah.
He's a Christian man. He's the only man who went up and shook hands. That little girl ain't more looking where she's going on that bicycle or nothing. Just rode right in front of that car. That boy of mine, he does the same thing. They ain't looking where they go up. But anyway, they wasn't worried about him because he ain't got no money. You know what I mean? And most of what they're thinking about is them people that can put that money in the some little collection box that goes by. That means a whole lot. It's kind of like that fellow that comes from Texas, you know. He sold a ranch out, and he had piles of money out there, so he come down here to Florida on a little vacation, you know. So why is he said, all them people going to church, he said, you know, says, I've always worked so hard all my life, I ain't had a chance. Not had a good mind of doing that. And mix with the people and see what life's all about. So he did. He went on in, you know, and he sat there. That's why he come out, and he's standing out there on the churchyard, you know, and he was using a little profanity. Not too much, but a little bit, you know. Talking about his damn big ranch out there in Texas. Used a little profanity, you know, and that's why the preacher heard him. He come over and he says, listen, says, what's your name? He says, my name's Tex. He says, my name's so-and-so. I'm the preacher here. He says, I ought to know it. I heard you preach upon it, though. He says, well, I'd like to tell you something, Tex. He said, you know, this is the Lord's ground here you standing on. He said, I know that. He said, you was using a little profanity out here. He says, yes, I did use some profanity. He says, but that don't hurt nothing. He said, I buy my way of where I go. I pay for everything I get and everything else. He said, you remember that collection plate that come down the aisle? Yep. He said, do you remember when it went back up to the, all that where you was at? He said, yeah. He said, you remember there was a damn $500 bill in it? Oh, Peter said, there it was. He didn't say it, see? That's the way it is. They do a little cut themselves and they have to, you know.
Yeah.
He said, there was a damn $500 bill in it. He said, Peter said, there it was. I didn't do no good. You know, he called me an infidel here one day.
Yeah.
You remember that?
You told me.
He says, you an infidel. I said, well, thank you, sir. I said, I'm glad to know. I said, I knew I was something, but I didn't know what it was. I said, I'm glad to know now. So that's the next time I seen him, I don't know why he didn't come to church. I said, listen, I said, it don't do an old infidel any good to go to church. I said, they are born infidel. I said, you can't change them. I said, no, I don't care what you do. I said, you can't talk them into becoming a Christian, can you? He said, well, I said, people can change. I said, infidels never change. And I said, no, man. I said, I'm going to some other church. And that's what I told him the other day. I said, whenever I get ready to go to church, I said, I'm going to go to another church. And I am, too. That's cautious, too, when they start talking so big. You know that?
Yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah, they'd always write what he says, you see.
Oh, well, he knows it all. He don't know nothing. You don't know nothing.
No. And you don't have a chance to say much.
Well, whenever you start to express your viewpoint about the thing, he cuts you off.
Yeah.
He cuts you off.
Yeah.
And if he sees that you're right about something, he starts off on some other conversation. He diverts the conversation to something else. You notice that?
Yeah.
You ever have him do that to you?
Yeah. No, yeah. Oh, hell, I never got a word in.
You didn't?
No.
Yeah, but he'd be talking about something, and then if he saw that you had a point, he'd say, what's the whole car about? Don't I know that car? And start talking about something else.
You talk to him about something.
Yeah, I talk to him quite a bit, though.
Yeah.
And every time I talk to him, you know, like I say, I had to give him the devil because he just knew everything. I didn't know nothing.
Yeah.
And he stayed over at my brother's house all the time.
Did he?
I'd have run his ass from a long time ago.
Doing that right up until the end?
Why, sure, still doing it. And Well, my brother's wife, of course, he's all big friend and all that, you know, but you know, I don't like people get too damn friendly. I'm like you, but I want to talk for a while, and after a while it runs out, that's it. But you take people like him, he'd go to there and drink coffee and sit down and buzz case, and you can't say the things you want to say. If you want to cuss loose, you couldn't cuss, or nothing else, you know. One of his sermons, he always tried to make that thing just as complicated as he could, and I think he studied all week trying to figure out what words to use and what phrases to use to have that thing so you would understand and make you think you're educated.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I don't know.
Well, I've heard him use phrases, and that's why he'd use that same phrase again, you know. I know several people that do that. They'll pick out a word. You know, like, I know one time my sister came over here. She tried to play big shots, you know. Lives over here at got a big ranch over here.
I know.
Old Lovett Jackson?
Jody?
Yeah, Jody tried to be big shot once in a while. One, here about 3 years ago, she picked up that old word perturbed, you know. And she's about to wear the thing out on me. Just like I didn't know what perturbed means. She said, oh, I was so perturbed. And such and such happened, you know, and all that bullshit. Can't you do it? I wasn't worried about being perturbed. And then here, not that long ago, she come over here, that old word audacity. Well, I knew what audacity was. I got a pretty good vocabulary myself. She said, and he had the audacity to come up there and ask me to loan him $10. Her son, you know. And that's what I say, and he's the same way about his preaching. He'll pick out a certain word, and he'll use that thing 2 or 3 different times. And then, but he'll pick out a word that nobody don't know. I know he picked out so loud, I didn't know what it meant. But if he just come down to earth and talk, just pure everyday talk with us, he'd understand a whole lot better, wouldn't he?
Don't it pretty?
Yeah.
Somebody said she's one of the prettiest girls ever. Grew up in this country.
She was, too.
She's still nice looking.
Yes, sir, she was a nice girl.
And Jane Woods, they said, was my first.
Yeah. I don't remember Jane whenever she was young. I don't remember her.
Said it's back down in the backside corner down. I guess it got through that.
Good place for him to be.
Yeah. Ain't too much. Cutting half the ton of it, didn't it? That truck was on the way, but the man hadn't got in yet. On top. It's kind of hard to see.
You just have to look at him.
He ready. They done turned white.
Wasn't any green on them, didn't look like.
Huh? They ready as they'll ever see. I don't care if they don't weigh 5 pounds.
Yeah. Is that natural or is that sunburn?
Well, some of them will always do that, but sometimes sun and dry weather make them do that quicker.
Yeah. Jimmy, he's raised a lot of melon.
Who, James me?
Uh-huh. James me.
I don't think he's ever grew me. He's worked in them all his life.
Oh. But he don't work in them now.
Yeah, he does, too. Right down at that belt this morning.
Is that right? What did you do down there?
Helped him grade them. Pulled out the curls and the green ones. Such as that.
Oh. Well, he ought to be good at that then.
Yes, he's done it all his life.
I know.
Half or two of them, but he never did plant many. He was sweet potato man.
What's that, friend?
He said he didn't ever have but one crop of them, and he wouldn't pick them when he had them.
somebody else would have to go in there and get those melons out. Oh, I mean, he'd get, he just got so he couldn't work in them.
What did I say, 5:30?
5:30.
Well, 45:50, you give me 60. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I had some old roofing paint gallon cans up on top of there, and it got hot or something and run over and run down on that stuff. That old asphalt stuff. I bet it's the devil clean out there, wasn't it?
Oh, it didn't matter a little of it, sir. Just work clothes.
So? Yeah, I can get them. And I don't sell them like I used to sell them. You put on a lot of clothes and overalls in the wintertime and put those things and stuff them right down in the overalls and pretty good window. Instructions, you know, on this zip code business, and I'm supposed to send in a little certificate certifying that I read it and all, and I'll misplace that thing, and I can't find it, save my life.
You know, these magazines.
Fence from Saving Bonds campaign. They got one of them on there. They want all them, every man that gets a salary to buy savings bonds.
Uh-huh.
They take it out of a salary. And send you a bond once a month or twice a month, however how you want. Did a lot of promotion on that stuff. Fill out forms and tell them how many employees you had that were buying bonds, or if you were buying them, and this and that and the other, and then it's a lot of things like that is thrown up on the department that makes it cost, runs the cost of the whole thing up.
Yeah, and causes everybody in it paperwork.
Cold out there. There's American ships, bridges, seas, help them that help themselves, and here's something I know you'd be vitally interested in it. How to ski safely.
Yeah. That came through the post office, I
said. Well, it came from that
Forest
Services, you know, the State Department of Agriculture.
Yeah.
But they dump all that off on the post office to stick up for them and promote and all that, and it takes that much of your time to do it.
And
now, this is from United States Department of Health, Education, and Welfare.
Oh, you put all them things up?
Yeah, I have to put them up. I'll put them up.
Well, I don't know.
The Peace Corps. Social Security.
I thought maybe some of your customers.
This is from your superintendent of documents there.
I thought maybe some of your customers put those things up.
All this stuff stuck up there, and I'm supposed to go through all that and take off all the ones that have been caught. That's the FBI there, Federal Bureau of Investigations. We're kind of a dumping place for all the other agencies, is part I've always contended.
Well, that's, I didn't realize. Didn't realize.
Now, you take in a large post office. It takes quite a bit of help to keep up with all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then you got to answer questions on some of it.
Yeah, that's right.
And then if anybody asks you about it, you're supposed to know a little?
Supposed to, yeah. I'm not supposed to all this stuff in us. That's not even my affair there. I might tell them where they can go to find information about it.
Fred, I wish you'd do something with them saws. Every time I see them, I want one of them.
I've got one of them at the house. I reckon I'm going to have to take the other. I've already used it a time or two. Not much. That's a coarse one there, but that's fine when I had to use it up there cutting that stuff that I put up there. Cutting saw, too.
Well, you just can't cut everything with an electric saw. Good saw.
I can't cut hardly anything with it unless it's framing or something like that.
Yeah. Rough?
Yeah. Oh, I guess you could have got a real fine blade for it.
Let me ask you something.
I'd rather cut those hams for myself. I can get the line better now.
Yeah, I can't hit it too well with any of them. Let me ask you, it's just been on my mind. Jim Gilbert was down here the other morning. I forget when. Does he come down here about the same time every morning?
Comes down and gets his mate.
What time?
Picks up a quart of milk or a package of beech nut chewing tobacco or something like that. He's chewing it down here about, oh, between 8 and 10 o'clock.
Oh. He was up there the other morning.
I think he was had a charge of a bunch of them. I was some way connected. He told me about the First World War when they used to pull those guns around with. You know, that's all they used most of them.
Yeah.
The mules and horses to. Horses, I think, is what pulled the guns around with. But the mules, they used them on the water wagons and reel carts and things like that.
Well, I didn't know that. I don't remember hearing him say that.
Some fellow's been around. He's been in a whole lot of things. Bad as Patterson. Patterson's been into a whole bunch of things, too.
Yeah, you can't bring up anything but what Patterson doesn't, hasn't had a little experience in. But he never claims to know anything about it.
You get him started.
You know, I hate to go up there and see.
You get him started. You get him started. It takes Mr. Patterson so long to tell anything. He's got to go into every detail.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he ought to have plenty of time.
This old fellow Jared comes down here. He tells some good ones once in a while, too.
Yeah. Yes, I've noticed that.
You know where he got his bunch of cows from, Fred? His start? From Delma Pond. Said he bought 11 heifers from him, and he still got the 11.
Is that the man over there?
Yeah. He told me he went by to see. Somebody went over to see Delma. And was telling him that Delma has to sleep sitting up.
Tell me that, yeah.
Has it been the doctor?
Yeah, they've been treating it for quite a while. Told me they had him cured, but much not. Fight mighty hard over there in that produce deal. Stayed up at night and talked on that phone, smoked many a cigarette, trying to keep awake, I reckon. Selling produce?
Yeah.
Money orders I got to pay a couple of bills.
What
do
you want two?
Huh?
Want two?
I want one for
$6.41 and one for $3.08.
Good.
Huh?
He's not gonna. $3.08. He's gonna hire Marvin Townsend to look after the new airport.
Marvin was up there yesterday and told me he wasn't
gonna
do it. Said they
wanted
him to go to
schedule
and
stay in
the truck.
He
said he
thought
he
couldn't
do it.
That they want him to what?
Check the weights on all the trucks. Go to schedule with them. Make sure they don't beat him out enough.
Well, what's wrong with that? What's hard about that?
That's a man left some real tests or something. I was sent over to the guy
that drunk as well. Do it, baby. Yes, you can do that, son.
308. 25. 641. 25.
I tell you.
In the middle of that.
I expect he gets all the excitement he wants, just from day to day with those cattle and things like that. When did you see Marvin?
He come out of that field yesterday and we was up there.
these people over there.
Just for some of them you can't always be easy with. Some of them, half of them I fool with, you open the gate and get the chute open and just walk in there with them, they'll turn around and go on in there. But some of them don't do that. We got a couple of them up there in the field. I don't know how in the world you'd ever get them up a chute. I've tried to load them two or three times, a couple of old cows, and they just won't go up there in no way, shape, or form. Ease them, you can whip them, but they ain't gonna go up.
Yeah. I know some animals like that.
Generally, it's your gentlest ones that are that way, too. You
just won't move, Clay.
Hogs are the same way. An old wild cow or wild hog, you get him in a pen and open the gate. Put him on the truck, he'll go right straight up.
He'll look for that gate. He'll see that opening.
Can you do that? I don't know who's going to take it.
No.
I don't know.
I can
see
if
I can get
good.
So many cows over there in that head.
But you know.
All us that he sold just about all his cows to plant them watermelons. Now, these things do look like to me.
Yeah, he has some nice animals over there.
Yeah, he did. He's had. He's taking a job now.
Yeah.
What
did you say, Fred?
See, that's what you're doing. That's those cows and playing all that watermelon over. You see how wind money you're going to make over there.
Yeah. I think. Yeah.
Hope I can get some help, mine.
All right. Did you go over and look at those melons that we were talking about?
Yes, sir.
Well, how did they look? I had
to. You got a pretty proper melon over. And they're about ready to cut, and I think they're cutting over there today. That's what that does. Well, ice cream man said he saw a trailer pool in there, so they must be loading them today.
Well, what do you know? What do you know? I hope they get something out of them.
I do, too. I hate to see the man get stuck over there. He seemed like a pretty nice fella.
But they looked like pretty good melons?
Yes, sir. They're pretty melons. Freddie went over and looked at them with. I can tell you about them.
And plenty of them.
Pretty nice crop. You're worth more than that fella offered him, I can tell you that, I think.
Yeah.
I think he did wise by refusing to take that. Unless he gets hooked on the loading all over there.
Well, that's not hard to do, is it?
I don't know. He looks after his stuff over there.
Well, he's not there.
Well, now that's his hard luck there. If he can't be there, what might happen?
He can't be two places.
But one. I don't say the man that beat him. I don't care about the man that he's in with. Might be all right. Again, he might not be.
Well, you got a lot of men you're working with. You got to weigh them out.
That's right. Sure have.
Do you go to scales when they are?
Pretty good. We take them down there to that belt. Well, we weigh in, going out, in and coming out, both times.
Where do you do that?
Yes, sir.
Down on the highway?
Yes, sir.
No,
he hates that work. He wants to get out and do something, you know.
He won't last. He just can't last long
up
there.
He can't sit still long enough to sit there.
The less work they're given, the less he'll like it.
Yeah, yeah. We heard some good news last night. He called Mr. Horn, the buyer of these melons, and talked to him.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Wilkinson is the biggest jipper there ever lived.
Yeah.
I never saw the light.
Yeah. Well, at least you take a sense of humor. You don't seem to be worried about it.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not now, but I was up until last night. But Mr. Horn said that if you don't watch him, he'll take every penny you got.
Well, he said that. He said that.
We thought Mr. Horn was the one behind it all, too, you know.
Yeah.
We thought he was just about as bad. But he's not. He's licensed, and if he did anything like that, he'd lose his license.
Uh-huh.
And put him out of a good job. So.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, go play. And
goodness. Look at that chest. I'm telling you, that's a boy.
Is he, though? He's a mess.
He's a mess.
He was a mess a while ago. He was in the mud, and I mean he was filthy. I had Ronnie go take him in the shower.
Looked like he'd been in the water somewhere.
Yeah, I just had a shower. You should have seen me 5 minutes ago.
Well, I'm glad you got here.
Come on
here.
In, let's have a seat. I've been all morning.
I'm ashamed to come up even.
Ones are on this side of it. While I'm here, I put a fiddle around these bottles.
Well, what about that now?
Y'all
do the
I got a little bit of everything planted.
Y'all do the nicest thing. That looks like an artificial plant.
This here is a bouquet pepper plant.
I never saw anything like that.
Oh, it's beautiful. It turns, when they come out, and the little ones, it blooms first. The blooms are pretty. Then it comes out into a real pale white color, and it keeps turning different colors. This is the next color. Then it gets to be a yellow color. Then it turns to a bright red.
Well, the yellow's farther along than the purple.
Uh-huh. Then the pink. And then it'll turn a pinkish color.
Yeah.
After it turns this color, then it starts getting pinkish.
Well, I never...
And then it'll get real bright red, and then it'll turn back a deep purple again.
Hmm. Well, I'm...
spread all over everything else. I keep turning it back. So the other things can get some sun.
And we don't have a zine.
I like fruit knot in that ground there, because I've lost a few of the azaleas. And what was it? Dahlias. I planted dahlias. I put a whole bunch of them in there, and they're not doing anything.
Oh.
I don't know whether it's a root knot that I have here, and I want to get a white cutting somewhere. Well, you know what I did here about 2 years ago? Down south. See, we have these big bushes down south here. This one was a big bush, and I trimmed it way back. But all these small ones, I took a branch off of the big ones. And everyone said, well, I couldn't root them.
Yeah.
They live. They
well,
all made good bushes.
Well, I'll be kind of brown. And they bloom?
Oh, yes. They're covered in bloom. I was
pleased. That's what I came
to
find out.
We got about 10 minutes outside the oaks over here, and it's come out the biggest, darkest cloud you ever saw. We came on and run back to the house. And
yeah.
We just got here, and it was down for us.
What day was that? What day was I over here? Monday.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have the picnic lunch out
here. I got... Oh. Now, if that's not ordering the weather, I never saw it.
I just hope we don't get... They say that these will get spots on them if we don't get them out of the field. They're going to start picking today.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Horn's going to come out here and watch Mr. Wilkerson.
Uh-huh.
He's going to stay right with him until the last melon's sold.
Uh-huh.
And Berman, see, he can't be here. He's got to be off. And he's worried, Mr. Horn's worried, that he'll unload half the trailer before it gets to its weighing point. Did you beat that?
Why?
I said, well, you know what I'll do? I said, I'll just ride right along with that truck. Berman says, how are you going to do it with all these kids? I said, well, I'll find somebody there. And he said, well, let me talk to Mr. Horn. So he talked to Mr. Horn again on the phone. Mr. Horn said he wouldn't come out and stay right with him until they're all sold. So whether we can trust, I don't know Mr. Horn no more than I know Mr. Wilkerson, but we're just going to have to take a chance.
Berman.
But can you beat that, though? And he told Berman last night, he still says he sold out half the melons. Mr. Horn said, I didn't buy any melons from Mr. Horn, from Mr. Wilkerson out there. He said, I did in another field, but not your field. He said, when you have your tickets made up, he said, you have them made out to, at the weighing station, you have them made out to Mr. Dodd and Mr. Wilkerson, both of them. So the tickets are made out to him. He owns half him. But he told Berman on the phone, he's talking to Mr. Wilkerson. And Mr. Wilkerson said, well, he said, John, he said, you don't want to sell out yours for $2,000? The attorney said, no. He said, I'm going to stick with him and see what they bring. He said, well, if you don't want to sell them at $2,000, how much would you take for them? He's trying hard to buy Berman out because Mr. Hormtown now that the melons are going up pretty good now, and that he could get a good price for what he's got.
Okay.
Berman told Mr. Horn, he said, you know, Mr. Wilkerson wanted these melons for $2,000, wanted me to sell out to them. He said he didn't. And Berman said, yes, he did. He said he's still after them. And he said, well, don't you do it. He said, you can make that much off of just a few days cutting out there.
Who said that?
Mr. Horn.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm very well pleased now with the with the whole business. But boy, before he called last night, I was pretty well sick last night, and I didn't get to hear the conversation or anything, so I went on to bed, and I didn't know about it until this morning before he went to work. And he told me all about it, so that made me feel a little better. So I know you get worried, and you get yourself, you worry, so you worry yourself sick half the time, or at least I do.
Oh, honest.
No, I don't either. I got my cows, by golly, they'll eat, they won't bother you.
Nope.
They're on the market, though, and you don't get the price you want for them.
But you
can. It's like you said, then you want to take them.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you lose on them, so. But now things seem to be going a little better for us. I hope so. I hope that the melon seems to be doing good. We have another interest down at the down south. So maybe it'll all work out, I hope.
Yeah.
How about, you know where Pfeiffer is?
Yeah.
They had hail over there.
Yeah.
And a man was telling Berman, Mr. Horn was telling Berman that a man right around here had 40 acres of beautiful melons to sell, and they'd be ready for picking within 2 days from the last day he saw them. That would have meant they would be picking ready to pick today. And that hail hit those melons, and each time one of them, the hail was a good size round, I guess he said, from the way he talked on the phone. And he said when it hit the melon just busted in two.
Oh.
Just busted open. And he said when they got through, they went out there and looked among that 40 acres of melons that he had. He said, it looked like hogs had been all through in there.
Well, I never heard of it.
So they're going to turn cows in there to eat the melon. Looks like it would, that much melon would hurt a cow, doesn't it? Or would it?
I don't know. Oh, I never saw the like. Look at that. They're playing mud balls.
But that hail had busted their melon.
Mud balls. Look at that. See that. Mud balls.
Hank! Timmy! Look at the little one now. He's into it, too.
Yeah. See that.
They just got a whipping for that.
Yeah.
Timothy! Come here to me.
Shirley, don't stop the thing you're doing. I just just wanted to see how you get along. What you doing? How your hike was?
Oh, we had a time. We had to be. We went fishing yesterday.
Oh.
And got down to the fishing hole down here, and that little boy that comes to spend the week with Timmy. What did I tell you a while ago?
Trying to put that mud on me.
Now wait just a minute. I saw you throwing some too. You mean to tell me that one whipping isn't going to be enough for you this morning? Now you and Hank go down there and take a shower. And I don't want to catch you in that mud anymore. That's what they're doing it for, to go down there and take a shower. They live down there, probably. They get down there and they're
pretty
mad. I thought, well, I'll just bring that lunch and I packed the thermos, made a thermos jug full of Kool-Aid for them, and we went down there to spend the day. They didn't have time. These two here fished like old troopers.
Oh.
And that little one there, he caught a big old shiner that I never knew that they grew so big. And that's about all they were catching, was brim and shiners. But this one was a huge thing.
Well, where
and
did
I
you
said,
go down to the
right
creek?
Down here at this little old hole here in the middle of the field.
Oh, you're on place.
Yeah, we walked down there. See, I have no way of getting around now. I have to I have to hike. The axle or something broke in the back end of it. He sent all that money fixing the front end, and now the axle went in the back end. It happened, and Berman said, "Well, I'm trying to fix it," but he says, "Now that guy's messed it up," he says, "I doubt if I can do much with it." One day we were over there when we were, I don't know whether it was before you got your bull or just about that time around. And he said he was going to offer to help you fix the thing, but he said he's afraid of what that other guy had done to it. And
well, not
the. You didn't see the talk after he got through with it, did you?
Mm-hmm.
But oh boy, he put a new engine in that thing and called it, put everything new in it. And we were pretty well pleased with it. He was doing that for somebody.
Yeah.
And then he went over to Mr. Wilson's the other day, and he just got through working on the car, and he had it running pretty good, and he ran up on his stuff and he busted something underneath the car. So, oh, well, you can't wait to lose. He was trying to help him pull something in, and he asked how much time. I don't know how to get that through there. Every place, you know, he'd come across other little things that happened to be replaced, he'd have it out here, and he had parts laying all around, and he had it out here for about 3 months, all torn into little bits. And I thought, to goodness, he'd never get it right together. But he did, and the thing ran real well. He was pretty well pleased with it. But then that thing back here gave him some trouble. Now he's trying to find an axle in one of these junkyards, so we'll have to buy one. A lot cheaper than Berman does on his. It doesn't take near as much for his little old tractors to get around. Yet they can do a lot of crop work while Berman can't do very much crop work to mount to anything because it costs so much to run the tractor.
Uh-huh.
Now, if we're breaking new ground or something like that, it's pretty good. But he uses it for, heaven knows, he uses it for a bulldozer and a drag line and a ditch digger and just anything that comes along. Well, of course, he gets the work done, and he might save some that way, but he's using the wear and tear of the tractor.
Yeah.
A little bit like living this morning.
Now you can go fishing and
well,
think
I would,
fish.
I would have if I had time, but today I told the kids, I said, now I spent all day yesterday fishing with you and playing ball with you. Today I'm going to go down here and do my work. So I had to do it. Daniel, you'll break your neck that way. Get down. Well, he gives you such a spiel, and he gets, it's buddy, buddy this, and buddy that, you know. After a while, you get kind of leery of it, you know. But, I was sick when I found that. Because he and his wife both came out, and they seemed to be such nice people to begin with. And then, when he knows we got the children, it looks like to me that they would take a little consideration there for a while. Well, Berman told him, he said, no, rather than go out and have you go off talking, he said, I want you to give me a fair price on this irrigation, and whatever you say, I'll pay you. So, Mr. Wilkerson won't have anything to peeve about. He's going to go ahead and pay him for all the irrigation that he's done out here. So that won't give it, he won't have paid a penny out here in irrigation. And he promised that was part of the agreement for him to come out and irrigate. But, I guess he was figuring on the rain at the time he said that or something, because he seems to think now that we should pay for it. And that kind of hurts, but rather than to think, you know, have him go off and say something that we weren't fair with the deal, he's going to go ahead and pay him. No, that's what I told Brother. He's going to find something else to complain about. But I don't know what that would be, because... the only thing then he'd have experience.